Today's scripture can be found in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory.
Dearest Heavenly Father, teach me to set my heart on the things above, to store my treasures in heaven with you. Father, I know that this world and everything it contains is temporal. I will not store my treasures here. I will set my mind on the things above, not on earthly things. I will remember that I am a pilgrim in this world and that my home is with you. Father, revive in me the thought of my heavenly home and set my heart ablaze so that I will bring as many from this world as I can home to you. Amen.
Think what it means to set your heart on the things above. If you're not heavenly minded, my friend, you're worldly minded. And if you're worldly minded, you're no heavenly good.
Today's action. On your knees today, ask God to help you to die to self and live in Christ. Today's treasure is found in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 19. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophecies, test all things, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil.
You know, my lovely wife has a great saying which I really enjoy and love. We have to have a heavenly perspective. When we do things on earth, the catchphrase that everybody liked was WWJD, what would Jesus do? But we need to have that heavenly perspective. How will things that you do each day affect the grand scheme of eternity? If you show your bad side to a brother or sister, how will that affect their salvation in eternity? If you cuss out a heathen and he knows you're a Christian, how will that affect? We need to keep our eyes on eternity, friends. Look forward, not backwards. As Paul said, he's running a race, waiting for the finish line.